Molly Sullivan says that the new baby was a little star. Two years ago when I came here, I couldn't read a thing. And I've come really well. They've taught me my alphabet, teach me how to do the sounds. And now I can even write sentences.
In life before, when you couldn't read and write, tell us how difficult that was.
Oh, very difficult, obviously, because, like, you know, it was embarrassing. Couldn't even, you know, put forms in or anything. It's put X's for my name and that. But now it's all different. And I hope others, you know, do the same for other people. Because some people do want to learn and willing to learn. But now I've got change of heart of things. And I want to be able to, you know, get somewhere. And I do cleaning, see, as well. So these certificates will help me get a little cleaning job.
All the ladies that are here have to have some kind of job in the prison.
Obviously.
Do you think some people think prison's easy? You're sat around all day doing nothing?
No. I've learned a lot since I came here.
So can I ask you what you're here for?
Robbery.
Okay, how long were you sentenced to?
28 months.
Robbery, it's a crime for money. Did you struggle to be able to get jobs before when you
couldn't read? Yeah, obviously, because I've got no qualifications, no nothing.
So do you hope that when you leave this time you won't need to turn to crime again?
No.
So do you know how long you've got to be here for now?
Just a few weeks.
So in a few weeks' time then you're released?
Yeah. Gonna miss them because they look after me and they're really good and understanding.
You're gonna miss prison?
Miss the officers and people I work for and someone to teach me and have time and understand.
How do you feel about when you do leave?
I'm hoping to get a nice house and settle down. Hopefully I'm going to continue my reading.
What difference do you think it will make to your life being able to read and write?
Lots, isn't it? Be able to teach my granddaughters and sons if I get them, innit? Be nice, won't it? I mean, I've got this book from the library and I couldn't read this before. But would you mind if I just read you a few sentences? Shane Sullivan says, the newborn baby was a star, a picker of a winner at the horses on the list that was going to win. If they hadn't have helped me get through to this stage, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to do this. It's a miracle.
When you first came into prison,
couldn't read nothing.
If somebody said to you, by the time you leave, you'll be able to read and write, would you have believed them?
No, not till I come here. They've done wonders and I really appreciate it. But all I would like to say is thank you very much and appreciate you for coming to listen and asking.
It's a pleasure, Doreen. Thank you for talking.
You're welcome.